stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what they're wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Monday again, and you can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And I do have a brand new biblical question, and I'll get to it in a minute. Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and running around and doing whatever it is you're doing, I got to stop because my headsets are not working, folks. Once again. And it's like my voice is out there, but not coming through here. Can we do a replay? Let me try and mess with the knob. I'm sorry?
Let me try and mess with the knob.
I'll continue. They're going to see if they can make some adjustments. So I'll get to the biblical question in a minute here. Brand new biblical question. And to donate, have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. Bond JLP, that's better. Cash App. It's Monday. Monday's rainy days and Mondays always build me up. What the? And it's amazing. And not only is it amazing because rainy days and Mondays build me up, it is also, though we take all costs, it is Female Monday.
Donald J. Trump is now President of the United States.
I get angry, I guess, when you mention that someone should have a children.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
I'm speaking.
If someone's crying, they're hurting, it is over.
I didn't even put you on the hot seat yet. When she's crying, she's lying. Amazing. A spiritual battle. A warfare between good and evil. Right versus wrong. So, I mentioned this yesterday at our fellowship. Sunday morning fellowship, and if you did not, were not there or didn't catch it live at rebuildingtheman.com/church, you can. A friend of mine sent me a bunch of, well, not a bunch, but some videos of human beings fighting one another around the world, and especially in white people country. And and it was very, very interesting seeing that, because I knew that you should lay your weapon down and no more fighting. And in reality, there is nothing to fight for, really. The only time you may need to do physical fight is to protect your physical body. Someone is attacking you physically, and you want to protect yourself from that, okay. But other than that, there's not one iota of a reason to fight for anything. There's not one iota of a reason to take sides for the left or the right. Because when you do, all you have are two devils fighting. The devil's on the right and the devil's on the left. And no one wins. It's just two devils fighting. Or a bunch of devils on the right and a bunch of devils on the left. A bunch of devils in religion and a bunch of devils outside of religion. Devils fight. And devils love to fight. The devils love to fight inside your mind and emotions, and outside of you, inside of others. Isn't that amazing? And no one wins. And generation after generation goes by. They die off after a while. New generations start, and the fight continues. But what I realize is that our government, religious leaders, and social leaders, and whatever kind of leaders these people call themselves, they want you fighting. They would not have it any other way except that you fight one another. And as long as you're fighting one another, that gives them a cause to come up with new laws, a cause to make money, a cause to present themselves as your leader, your savior. They create the fight, and then when you start fighting, they come in and pretend to be saving you. And you're so blind, you don't even see what's going on. For an example, over in Europe, I believe that was Spain where all those illegal went into. Is that Spain, Nick?
Yes.
Spain, yeah. Thank you. Well, all those, they left the borders open, and all these Africans and illegals just came in by boats and everything and flooded the country. And now the country is a mess. And then, and now the people of Spain, the citizens, are fighting with the illegals, and the illegals are fighting with the citizens. And the citizens are trying to protect their businesses and their homes and their areas there. And the illegals are fighting to destroy it. And you know what the government is doing? According to a report, planning on legalizing the illegals. They're not trying to protect this the citizens of Spain. They want to legalize the illegals, and they want it because they want to do it because they want to vote. They want the votes. Why the citizens fight, and neither side will win. They'll just be fighting forever, generation after generation, because the cultures don't match anyway. But according to one report, the president and his little wife went on a countryside vacation, driving around this country, according to the report. And but they are setting up by allowing all these people to come in illegally, and now the citizens are fighting. And the citizens don't realize that there's nothing they can do about it unless they decide, you know what? Okay, Mr. Spain president, you let these people in, and then all the rest of the government that support it, we're just going to vote you out. We're not going to fight this time. We're going to vote you out and vote in men who will stand for the country and protect the country. Otherwise, all you're going to ever be doing is fighting, and no one wins. And you're getting a thrill from fighting because both sides think they're better and that they're right. And now they're fighting in Spain. And the same thing in America. We have all these Somalians and other people in our country illegally and whatever. And now American citizens are fighting. But the government don't care. The government want you fighting because as long as you're fighting, you're not going to pay attention to what they're doing. That they're setting it up so you can fight and be distracted. While they vote in new laws that imprison the citizens of the country. Isn't that amazing? And then especially if you're white, they're going to automatically say you're a racist. You are racist, they say. And they lock you up. And they protect the illegals. The government, both conservative and liberal government, they're both the same. They want power and they want wealth and they don't care about the citizens. And the citizens don't know that because they're busy fighting one another. And if you notice, fighting one another doesn't make the illegals go back home. The only thing that will make them go back home is we get a government like Donald Trump. We have a story coming up where he's finally took off this protection thing for the Somalians, and now they got to go. Protection status or whatever they call it. But you're fighting. The blacks and the whites are fighting. And the blacks and the whites have been fighting for over 70 years, ever since the so-called civil rights movement happened. It didn't solve anything. It didn't make it better. But they're still fighting. And while they're fighting, you have people like Jasmine Cricket, Maxine Waters, all these people who pretend that they're fighting for the blacks. Vote for me and I'll fight for you against racism, they say, which is an illusion anyway. In the same way the demons are fighting in your imagination and emotion, they're fighting inside of human beings, and the human beings get together and fight, and nothing changes. They fight for abortion and against abortion, and yet everybody and they mama, if you're black, or everybody and their mama, are having abortions. Abortions haven't gotten better. Matter of fact, you can have it at the 9th month sometimes. It didn't get better. And generations died away fighting for the baby, unborn child. Margaret Sanger is long gone, and yet abortion is very much alive, and the people fight. They want you fighting. Your religious leaders, your government, they want you fighting. One religion is better than the next one. Our religion is right and yours is wrong, and so they fight. They fight. Human beings are evil. No love at all. And that's why they fight. They're blind and can't see. And then I saw another video that they sent me that somehow or another, and this is the dirtiest thing I've ever, ever, ever seen in my whole life. They show around the world that women, females, have been given permission to physically beat up men, to smack them in the head, side of the head, in the face, beat them around the world. And the man can't do anything about it. They could, but they won't, because they've been told if you fight the woman, you're going to jail because you're bigger than the woman. You're stronger than the woman, than the female. And so the men are not fighting back. They're like allowing women to just beat up on them. Just think about that. They have laws that tell females you can pounce on a man anytime you want and get away with it, but the man cannot defend himself. They have told that to women who already hate men. And the man can't fight. Big, tall men, too, they can't fight back. Because they passed laws that said a woman can assault you and do whatever she wants. You can't defend yourself. Think about that kind of law, and think about the hell that they bring out of women and the thrills that they get, knowing that they can beat up on another human being and get away with it. Who would pass a law like that, and why? And the women are gone crazy with attacking men now. Their husbands, their sons, their boyfriends, and anyone else that they can get away with it. They pass laws like that, knowing that the nature of the woman is evil, and she gets a thrill of not only destroying the man's children, but destroying the man. And she loves, hate that she can beat up on him. They pass laws like that. Think about that. If that's not evil, I don't know what is. They have you fighting. You're fighting within. Well, fighting against good because you believe the lie of your imaginations, of your thoughts. And everybody fight. I saw some videos that was like mind blowing. Ain't no way I would let that happen to me. Ain't nothing on the planet would cause me to let anyone just beat up on me, male or female, and I'm not going to defend myself. If I'm going down, I'm going down defending myself. And that you can depend and never worry. Earth is not heaven, and man is not God. And everybody and their mama or their mama are fighting. And it's mind-blowing to see how the darkness covers the earth. And loud noise, loud sounds keep you away from God. And you suffer. It's bad in the whole right world. It's not just in America. It's everywhere. Because evil is everywhere inside of human beings. God said, and I repeat, you cannot trust an angry person. An angry person, male or female, is an evil person. And there's no limit to what an angry person would not only do to you, but to themselves. Angry people would kill their own children. And then other angry people would come in and defend the accused killer of the children. I feel your pain. The killer is in all of us, they say. Can you see now what's happening inside of you as an individual is happening in the whole world? And only a few will find that way out. Because most don't even want a way out. They love the thrills that they get from fighting. They're like, finally, I have an identity. I'm somebody. I'm a fighter. They say. Men and women, you can overcome the world if you want. It's not going to be easy. But because the world does not want to let you go. If one person try to get away, the whole world will attack you. Because it can't handle any light at all. If you don't agree with them, include your own family members, your mother, and sometimes even your father, if you don't agree with them, you become the enemy. Because parents don't love their children. And women love to think they have love for their children. They have no love for no one. It's all about self. I'm telling you this because some people do want out. They want to be free right here on earth. And so they hear about, hey, I got to admit that I'm wrong, that my heart is evil. Which is the hardest thing in the world for most people to do. I got to admit I'm wrong and go and forgive. But that's the hardest thing for male or female to do. But those who are doing it, they're seeing that what's going on now and they're starting to overcome. Stay with it. So as a result of and thank you, my friend, for sending me those things. It's just crazy how crazy the world is. Grandpa tell me about the good old days, the world gone crazy. And every individual, male or female, think about this, and you'll get this. If you see it in yourself, you'll see it in others. Every human being think that what they think is right. Ain't no way it could be wrong. And if you come in with another kind of thinking or disagreeing with their thinking, you become a bitter enemy. And this is what's happening to all human beings. I am right, they say, and I'm going to fight for it. How dare you disagree with what I think is right? And then they fight. That is human nature. And human nature is evil. There's no love that can be love. You were created so that love can flow through you onto the world, but you don't want that. You love hate. People defend being angry. Oh, anger is a human emotion. There's nothing wrong with anger. Defending the devil, standing for the devil and calling him God. I'm a Christian. There's nothing wrong with being angry. I'm a Muslim. I'm a Catholic. I'm a whatever kind of religion. orthodox. There's nothing wrong with anger. Satan has deceived you. Emotions are normal, they say. And yet, they won't even look around and see that their emotions have done nothing but destroy it. Everybody crazy that you touch. Your children are crazy. You are crazy. Husband and wife are crazy together. But you think emotions are normal. So, as we dealt with last week, biblical question. Did Jesus desire mercy or sacrifice? Did Jesus desire mercy or sacrifice? And people had different opinions about it. Some said mercy. Mercy, mercy, my Lord, mercy. Mercy, mercy, my Lord, mercy. I done died one time. I ain't got to die no more. So they read out Matthew 9:13 and Matthew 12:7. And Jesus said, I desire mercy, not sacrifice. Jesus said, I desire mercy, not sacrifice. And so I'm wondering, I'm black and slow, so I could be missing it. Oh, I'm reading, my producer just sent me the two scriptures. Go and learn what this text means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. I have come to call not the righteous, but the sinners. I have come not to call not the righteous, but sinners. Matthew 13. If you had truly understood what it meant by the words, I desire mercy and not sacrifice, you would have not condemned these men who are without guilt. Matthew 12:7. Jesus desired sacrifice. No, not sacrifice. My bad. Mercy and not sacrifice. Where did this idea come from that Jesus desired sacrifice? And now everybody trying to sacrifice. And so baby Jessica's daddy. He desired mercy, and there is no mercy in this world, except with those men and women who are waking up now. Except those men and women who are waking up and returning to the Father. They have mercy for themselves and others. They don't judge. Where did Jesus have sacrifice, he came for sacrifice, come from? And I have a brand new biblical question as a result of watching some of those videos. The brand new video biblical question. Why is it okay to discriminate against men but not women? Why is that okay? To discriminate against men but not women. Lord, have mercy. Mercy, Lord. I'll be back in a moment to your phone calls and super chats. Out my book, For Rage to Responsibility, I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear. I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit, and through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone, and you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. Couple announcements. I do shout outs for you. Shout outs all over the world. And the shout outs are amazing. You're going to love the shout out. And some people have me do them like almost every occasion for their birthday, wedding, congratulations, encouragement or whatever. So go to Cameo. Personal shout outs. Go to cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Amazing, huh? And don't forget to like these videos. Like the videos. Amazing. And you can check out all our merch and all that good stuff at jesseleepeterson.com. Amazing merch. All right? Human beings are evil. There's no love in human beings. Everybody and their mama are fighting. And every side loses. Even when they think that they're winning, they are losing, and they are too blind to see. And the reason is their egos are being fulfilled. They love to fight. It's like the more you give, the more you want. Let me go to Jerome out of New Jersey. Jerome, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, happy Monday. How are you today?
Thank you, man. All is well, and happy Men's History Month.
Yeah. So I was calling to see if you had Trump's comments. I know you said you were going to get to a clip later in your show. I'm not sure. You said it had something to do with Trump. I'm not sure if this is what you'll be talking about.
Okay.
But I wanted to know if you saw Trump's comments about the gas prices, you know, before he was saying that, you know, the gas prices are going to have to come up for a little bit in order for, you know, dealing with the Iran war, and they'll be coming back down. And then over the weekend, he said, you know, he said he'll never apologize. Y'all just, you know, you're just going to have to live with the gas prices, and I did the right thing. You know, I want to know how you feel about that.
I did not hear that at all, and I'm not saying that they did not say it. I just didn't hear, and I will have to hear the context myself, because a lot of times when people don't agree with you, they change you out of context to fit their own ego needs. So I can't comment on that, Jerome. I have not heard it yet.
Oh, okay. But if he did say it, how would you feel about that? Because he did say it.
Well, I can't do it if I always have a way to see about all things. But I will comment on it tomorrow. I will listen to it later today. My producer will get it for me. And I will listen to it. And if you want to call back and hear my and talk to me about it again, you're definitely welcome to. How did you feel about it when he said it?
I thought it was terrible.
Why?
I mean, this is against the American people. You know, he says he's for the American people, and two ways he's shown us that he's not. You know,
how is it against
the American people that we don't agree with, and then also the gas prices are staying high, which of course Americans don't want.
How is it against the American people?
I just told you we had higher gas prices, which the American people don't want.
But we have had high gas prices for a while now.
But they're higher now under him because of the Iran war.
Has that stopped you from putting gas in your car?
No. Don't do that. The prices are higher now, Jeffrey.
No. Again, has that stopped you from putting?
Jesse, you playing the game?
No. I'm asking a question.
No, you're playing the game. You're going to say, well, okay, well, you can still buy gas, so it doesn't matter. If it was $15, you would make that point because you can still buy gas. The point is the gas prices are higher, and nobody wants to pay for something that's more expensive. You know this. I know this. You're playing dumb because it's Trump. Yet if Obama or any other Democrat did this, you would be talking crap about them on air right now.
No, I wouldn't. I don't. Even though in the Great White Hope, Donald Trump, I totally am 100% with, 100%. And yet, there's some things
100%,
that,
there's nothing that you disagree with him with? You love him that much?
I was about to say, though I support him 100%, there are some things I disagree with him about. For example, I think that putting women in leadership role is wrong. It's not good for the country. It's not good for the men, and it's not good for the women that they put them in. I totally disagree with that. And maybe some other thing, but I still support the Great White Hope 100%.
Well, it's not 100, it sounds like, for you. Maybe it sounds like 70, 80.
No. I just told you 100%.
No, but you can't say that and also say that I don't like that he's putting women in leadership roles. That's not 100%. You don't like something.
I can disagree with someone and still support them 100%.
No, you can't. I mean, that's factually incorrect and impossible.
I'm sorry?
I said that's factually incorrect and impossible. And it's fine. You know, it's
why
fine
is it factually incorrect? Why is it factually incorrect and impossible? Why is that impossible?
Because you just said there's something that you don't agree with him with. And I appreciate that you say that because there are a lot of Trump supporters who, for some reason, can't disagree with anything. But for you, you're still saying that you completely support him. You can also say, no, I don't completely support everything that he does. And it's not 100% that I'm with him.
Jerome, why do you say it's impossible to support him?
I just answered your question. Why are you asking me again?
Jerome, why do you say it's absolutely impossible to support him 100% and yet disagree with some of the things?
Because that doesn't work like that. Life doesn't work like that.
Why doesn't it work like that for me?
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. How are you going to say it doesn't work like that for me? And I'm telling you, duh. I support the Great White Hope 100%. Why are you saying not possible? I'll tell you, duh.
And then I tweeted, you're going to have many millions between Facebook and Twitter. It's great. It's like owning a newspaper without the losses. It's incredible.
Is that the only thing that you don't support him on? Is just the woman, placing a woman in positions of power?
There are some other things, too, I think, but I just can't think of anything right now. But,
got you. Okay.
But why do you, I still don't understand this idea that you can't support somebody 100%. And yet disagree with some of the things they do. And I disagree because I don't quite understand. I haven't asked him why he put women in leadership role, but I disagree with him, but I support him. Why can't that be?
Is this really the dumb point that you want to get hung up on, Jesse?
Yes.
Why?
Because I'm black and I want understanding.
I don't even know what your race has to do with this.
I'm sorry?
I said, I don't know what your race has to do with this. Again, here you go being racist against black people, and I don't know why you do that.
How's that racist against black people? I said, I'm black and slow. I'm talking about me. How's that against black people?
Because why do you have to mention that you're black? You could just say,
I am black.
But you could just say, I'm slow. I can see that you're black, Jesse. You don't need to remind me.
And I'm slow.
But that has nothing to do with being black. Black people are not slow.
I'm sorry. I said me.
Yeah, I don't care that. But you don't have to sit up here and insult black people every time you come on the radio, Jesse. It's not necessary. Have a little compassion for your people.
Who are my people?
Black people.
No, my people are those who have returned to the Father.
And black people.
No.
Yeah, black people are your people, but for some reason...
No, they're not.
Them.
My people are those who have truly returned to the Father.
No, it's black people as well, and you can deny it all you want, but black people
so
are
you
your
gonna
people
make,
just as much
you
as anybody
gonna,
else.
You're going to make my people be black.
That wasn't my decision. You were born into it.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were. You're black.
But, Jerome, so you agree 100% with the people you support?
You're saying, do I agree? No, I don't. With anybody I support, no, I don't always agree with them.
But
so
you still support them, right?
Yeah.
100%.
No.
Amazing.
If there's something that they do that I don't like, I'm not going to support them.
Why not?
I mean, that doesn't even make any sense. I mean, no, I'm saying I'm not going to support them 100%. It's going to be like maybe some people it may be 90%. Some people it may be only 67%. I wouldn't support them 100% if I don't agree with them. That doesn't make any sense.
Why would I even say that? You, just because you disagree with, like the president, Donald Trump, we all know he is an amazing president. They call him king. They call him, some people call him king. Some people call him amazing. What manner of man is this? Some people call him daddy. And some people call him the great white hope. Because everyone around the world knows that he is amazing. But they don't agree. They still know he's amazing and they support him.
I don't really know many of the amazing things that he's done. You say that every week on your show or every day almost at this point, and you still haven't said anything. We are in a war right now. The economy is doing worse than it ever has. What has he done that's amazing?
Did you know that jobs are gone through the roof? Did you know
that's
that prices
true.
Are going down?
That's
Did you know
true.
The stock market is
the
stock
is
market
through.
Is flourishing right now?
No,
did you know that anyone that
anything.
Doesn't have a job now, they don't want one?
No, because they can't get one.
They can get one. They can get one, Jerome. They
no,
don't
they
want
can't.
It.
No, they cannot. Why are you saying that they can't? Again, why are you just lying to make your... let me not say that because you'll hang up. Why are you just lying to make this man that you love so much? You can just say that he's doing something wrong. I'm not saying the unemployment, the job market is terrible right now, Jesse.
No,
you
it's
know
not.
That, and I know that.
Only for those
you know
who
that.
Don't want to work.
Everybody wants to. Who doesn't want to provide for themselves?
Most
that
people nowadays. Most people.
And where'd you get that from?
They want the government to take care of them.
They've
been spoiled.
People were like jobs.
I'm sorry?
People will want to have jobs.
Not,
in
no,
any case.
Not true.
The money that you can make from a paycheck is usually more than what the government will give you.
But lazy people don't care about that. They're getting everything free now. They get free money, free food, free housing. They get care of baths. They get mandami. And the government promises you more free stuff. Why should you go to work?
Because we need it. You also just said that the prices are coming down. Well, we know
they
that
are.
Gas prices.
Over
and
the weekend, and I don't have it. I'm going to throw it out there, but
the,
I don't have it. I will get it. Over
the
weekend,
there was talk about
the economy is getting way much better now. And the media is not reporting it.
Again,
but Jerome, I can't play.
Fox
I gotta
News?
Go. What I'm gonna do though, I'm gonna look at this thing where you said, repeat what you say the president said, and Derek, write it down so we can look it up. What did the president say?
He said that. He just said that you're gonna have to live with the gas prices. You know, the fact that they're up right now.
But you said he said that I don't care what you think or something.
Yeah, he said, sorry, I can't, I had it in front of me on my other phone, but I put it down as I was speaking. But yeah, you'll see the clip if you just go on Twitter or, X. If you go
okay.
on X, you'll see it.
On
yeah.
X, okay. I appreciate you, Jerome, and I will look at, I just can't agree or disagree with you right now because I've not heard a word of that at all.
Okay. And to just can I just make one last comment about the biblical question?
Yes. The brand new one?
Yes.
Why is it okay to discriminate against men but not women?
Yeah, I don't really have an answer. I just wanted to know what that has to do with the Bible.
I'm sorry?
What does that question have to do with the Bible?
What do you mean by the Bible?
You said it's a biblical question. How is that biblical?
Because it's a serious question. And but God created us all, men and women, and he did not create us to fight one another or pass law where one can attack the other but the other can't defend himself.
Okay.
Is that right?
No, it has nothing to do with the Bible.
Jerome, why is it that it's okay to discriminate against men but not women?
Both sides get discriminated against, Jesse. Nobody's safe.
That's not the question.
No, I just answered it. You don't like my answer because it disagrees with the thing that men get discriminated against.
I didn't like it. I said that's not the question. I asked
it's okay to
discriminate.
No, you want me to answer the question the way you want me to answer the question, and I'm not going to do that.
Oh,
it's okay to discriminate against both people because both sides get discriminated against. If you don't think that women and men get discriminated against, well, I mean, you're not looking enough.
Okay, I appreciate that, Jerome. And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Sounds good, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Take care. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Cora out of Michigan. Cora, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning. Happy Men's History Month.
Yeah, happy Men's History Month.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. I just wanted to call and kind of just ask a few questions because it's Women's Monday.
Okay.
I've been working on myself.
You can call anytime, Cora, and ask a question, all right?
Well, you know I do. I call a lot. Well, I haven't called in a while, but I just wanted to call and talk a little bit about... I really enjoyed fellowship yesterday.
It was amazing, huh?
It was. It was, and I just want to say, you make a really good point about, like, not questioning ourselves when we have these issues and we glorify this God and we don't ask ourselves, well, if I'm dealing with this, like, you know, we don't ever ask ourselves that, which is so weird to me. I'm like, wait.
Yeah.
And it makes a lot of sense in my life because, I don't think I've really taken this as serious as I have till now, because I forgave my parents about a year ago and did that process.
Right,
but for about a year, I still just like gave into thoughts constantly. I don't think I really took as serious as the thought thing as I should have. And I think I'm not saying I could have been further, but things probably could have gone a lot easier if I just listened to All Thoughts Are Lies like a year ago.
Absolutely.
And now that I'm here, I feel like I kind of inherited more hell than I probably had to, but I'm grateful for that because honestly, the hell that I've been going through has pushed me to really, really, like, I honestly only have God to rely on at this point. Like, things are so rocky to the point where it's that or nothing. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Right on.
So with that being said, I called a little bit ago about my sleep situation and how, like, there's some nights where I'm just like, I can't fall asleep or I'm off every 2 hours, blah, blah, blah. And I heard a girl talking about it. And I just wanted to basically talk a little bit about, like, some things that can come up like that while we're awakening. Like, even after I've done all the steps, is like, why would those things still be happening in my life? Just questioning that.
Okay, I'm not giving you medical advice, but I can tell you for sure and without a doubt, you're still getting caught up in your thought. You're going unconscious while you're sleeping. And so you're in your thoughts in the same way you are when you're awake and you're not aware, right? But if you don't make a big deal of sleep, don't make sleep so important. If you don't make it a big deal, if you do wake up like that, because eventually it'll end, you'll stop doing it, it'll stop happening. But if you do it, eventually you'll sleep like a baby because you're practicing staying present at all times. And if you can stay present while moving about during your day, you're going to be present while you're sleeping, and the sleep would be amazing.
Is that same thing for falling asleep? If I have a hard time falling asleep, just keep with the silent prayer, and it will eventually get better with that too?
Absolutely. Let's say you have a hard time falling asleep. And don't lay there and go, oh, Lord, I can't sleep. This is terrible. Let me get up against
the
wall.
Well, the thoughts do say that. Yeah. The thoughts do talk like that when I'm trying to fall asleep, which
right,
doesn't help. But should I just watch those too?
Because
just let them pass?
Those thoughts that are telling you that is evil. That's the devil telling you that. Oh, you.
Okay.
It's not you saying, I can't fall asleep. It's using
right.
your voice to say, I can't fall asleep. And so it feels like it's you because you're believing that it's you. It's the same old devil that tells you things while your eyes are open.
Okay. Yeah. So let those pass when I'm resting at night. Just let them pass. Don't trip out about it. Because, you know, he goes as deep as saying, oh, like, you know, you're all these crazy things about sleep. And then if it's not the sleep, he'll make me fixate on something else. That's another question I wanted to ask. I have noticed, and that's why I know I'm becoming more aware, I've noticed that the devil always is, it's not in the frontal lobe of my mind, but there is a noise about, if it's not one thing, it's another. If I let one thing go, he tries to make me fixate on something. And even if I ignore it, I still hear him knocking on that thing in the back of my head, even though I'm ignoring it. Is that good? That's right?
So don't ignore it. Be aware of it. But do nothing
well,
about
like,
it.
Well, like, I'm aware that he's knocking. I'm aware that he's continuously trying to bring it up.
And that's all you need to do. Just be aware.
Okay.
Don't communicate with him. Don't cooperate with him. Don't call it you. Don't fight against it. And that way, when you get those waves of thoughts and emotion, if you do nothing about them, then the waves of healing will come. And the healing will destroy the sickness, the thoughts, the emotions, the evil.
Yeah.
But you got to just let it happen by not doing anything about it. Don't deny it. Just be aware that it's happening. And the awareness will do it for you. You will see that God loves you and he's taking mm-hmm. over because you allow him. Somewhere in the Bible said that if you be still and let me fight your battle, I will. But most people don't let him fight because they think that they need to fight or there's something they can do, and he cannot fight for you if you don't allow it to happen. All you got to do now, Corey, is just simply be aware. And the devil and his little demon will at some point notice, and this I promise you, he will notice that somebody's watching me. Somebody watching me. He would know.
Yeah,
that,
for and, sure.
And he would,
I feel like he does know that now. Like, I feel like that is a thing.
And he will become afraid, and he and his redeemer, and they will depart from you and go make a home in somebody else.
Is that the fear I feel, is him knowing that this is coming to an end?
And that's not you feeling. You feel the fear, but it's not you that's being afraid. It's those demons in you that feel afraid that they have to leave.
That's good. I like that, though. That's good.
Yeah. Amazing. Corey.
Trying to...
Hold on.
Sorry.
Let me take a break. No. That the Acre Baby News with the hate news. I'll be right back. Prayer.
I know some people have called in, and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
Incredible first hour with Jesse Lee Peterson. Now a little hate news, not the fake news, with Nick. before the second hour, of course, and of course our lines are, we have a line open at 888-775-3773. A little bit of an update with Iran. As you know, that's going on. President Donald Trump today warned Oman that the United States is prepared to attack if the Gulf nation gets in the way of American efforts to control the Strait of Hormuz. I think he said, we'll bomb the ish out of you. Although he didn't say ish. For those catching up, the Strait of Hormuz, you know, the narrow waterway between Oman and Iran, roughly one-fifth of the world's oil passes through it. Any disruption raises all these prices. Oman sits on the southern shore and has long acted as a careful middleman, maintaining close security ties with the United States while also keeping an open diplomatic and commercial channels with Iran. This balancing act is exactly why tensions have risen. Oman has refused to fully close its ports or airspace to Iranian shipping and has continued quiet mediation efforts, moves Washington views as obstructing pressure on Tehran. This is not the first time the president has issued such a threat. In May, he made a similar warning after Oman declined to host additional U.S. naval assets. Meanwhile, the White House confirmed it has opened a direct back channel with Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, a powerful force that controls much of Iran's military. The channel is intended to reduce the risk of miscalculation even as public pressure intensifies on the wider conflict. The 60-day window for a deal to end the fighting has now expired. Talks began after a series of strikes and tanker incidents earlier this summer. Negotiators focused on limits to Iran's nuclear program, but progress stalled over enrichment levels, verifications, and sanctions relief. Several rounds ended without agreement, and the deadline simply ran out. President Trump stated again today that the single most important goal remains preventing Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon. That emphasis appeared to push aside advice from his own team, who stressed the need to keep oil prices low as an equal priority. And a little on those sailors who needed mama, is that a little mean, to come save them out of the USS Abraham Lincoln. Families of sailors aboard the USS Abraham Lincoln all strongly criticizing President Donald Trump after he dismissed concerns about the carrier's grueling deployment. The nuclear-powered aircraft carrier with roughly 5,000 sailors and Marines left San Diego last November and was redirected to the Middle East to support U.S. operations in the conflict. It's now been at sea for nearly 270 days. Relatives and some lawmakers have raised alarms about deteriorating conditions, supply shortages, and mental health strains among the crew. When asked Friday whether the long deployment had gone on too long, President Trump replied, "No, no, no, not nearly long enough." He also said families were not concerned. Those comments prompted sharp backlash from military families who say their loved ones are exhausted and struggling. Come save me, mama. And the Democrats have launched their South Carolina Democrat National Committee approval of their presidential primary calendar, putting South Carolina first with a vote on January 22nd. Nevada, New Hampshire, and New Mexico will follow. The shift gives greater early influence to states with large Black and Latino populations. Party officials cited South Carolina's diverse electorate, its track record of shaping Democratic nominees, and ongoing fights over voting rights and redistricting. Then-President Joe Biden first moved the state ahead of Iowa in 2024. The new calendar shows the change is sticking. Iowa Democrats are not pleased. New Hampshire, whose state law requires it to hold the nation's first primary, may defy the calendar and move its contest earlier. Republicans who plan to start in Iowa are seizing the moment, saying, "We love Iowa." Hawaii, real quick before we end here, two powerful storm systems brought deadly impacts this weekend on opposite sides of the country in Hawaii. Hurricane Lala or Layla, I think it's Layla, approached as a Category 1 storm and brushed the Big Island before being downgraded to a tropical storm. Never made direct landfall, but still unleashed strong winds, torrential rain. Authorities confirmed that at least one person was killed in a vehicle-related incident while the storm was going. Second hour, Jesse Lee Peterson coming right up. Thank you.
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question is a doozy. Brand new biblical question for this week. And if you missed last week, one, we responded to it on Sunday. Check out rebuildingaman.com/church, all right? Why is it okay to discriminate against men but not women? Why is it okay to discriminate against men but not women? And it's happening all over the world, it seems. Why is that okay? Amazing, huh? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, and you just got to run and do what you got to do, but you want to listen to the show as it is happening, you can now do that by listening on your phone. Call it 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And every Monday. And we take all calls, but every Monday is Female Monday.
Donald J. Trump is now President of the United States.
I get angry, I guess, when you mention that someone should have a children.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
I'm speaking.
If someone's crying, they're hurting, it is over.
I didn't even put you on the hot seat yet. What the? Come back.
When she's crying, she's lying.
Amazing. A spiritual battle, folks. And it is amazing how it is happening and how much is happening. And it's not being seen by everyone. They're participating in their own. The men and women who are not waking up are just participating in their own destruction, and they call it God. God want me to suffer, they say. God's trying to show me something. God ain't trying to show you nothing. God do not give you pain to make you wake up. The devil does that. Are you crazy? Bless you. Someone sneezing to see you. I want to go back to Cora out of Michigan. Cora.
Cora.
Hi. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So I kind of got to thinking, not like that, but like just kind of pondering kind of what I wanted to ask, but like we both kind of agreed, like maybe it could have gone a lot smoother if I listened like a year ago to how serious the thoughts really can be. It wouldn't have been such a prolonged thing. But now that we're here, it's really evident to me that, like, it's nothing to mess with to, like, believe thoughts. And also, I just wanted to ask, like, I can deny the thoughts, and if something physical is, like, happening or going through, like, the sleep thing or just anything weird, like, just relax in that, too, and let that pass.
Well, I can't give you medical advice, but I can tell you spiritually, there's nothing you can do for yourself, but be aware. Precious, stay in present. When those thoughts are trying to bring you into the past or the future or worry or emotion, all that emotional crap, just realize it's a thought, it's not you, and do nothing about it, and you'll be fine.
And it's like, I know that you're not giving medical advice, but on a spiritual level, is God also in control of those things too?
Of what things?
Like physical things, like medical things and stuff.
God, God is in and in control of all things. There's nothing that he's not in control of.
And so even if there was like a physical,
you, it's the human being that leave God by becoming angry and going into the darkness of the devil. Mm-hmm. It's not God leaving us. We leave him when we believe thoughts and emotions.
Right. That's why it's so important now that I do know better to not like play around with that. And I also realized too, like, being on your phone a lot and, like, scrolling and just stuff like that is also a form of unconsciousness. Like, just because you're not in a thought,
absolutely,
you're in a video. So I am getting a lot better.
That phone is just like, or scrolling on the videos and all that, it's just like cocaine. It seduces you into darkness, and you forget reality.
Absolutely. I decided to, like, delete my social media because I feel like I was spending a lot of time just scrolling and scrolling and scrolling, and it was just really bad for me. And now even just little things like waking up earlier has been helping too, and just being, like actually getting dressed earlier and doing things that are intentional rather than just, like, going through another day has been helping a lot as well, and just being more of, like, a young lady. And just things like that. But I do want to just be encouraged to, like, not give up. And even if something was a physical thing, because, like I was turned away for 20 years, I could have came out of the womb messed up. You never know. My mom could have been angry all through her pregnancy. I'm not sure. And with that being said, there could be physical things God might have to work out, but I just have to trust him in that too, you know?
In God, there's no sickness. There's no disease. Okay. There's no sadness. There's nothing but perfect peace. Sickness comes from the imagination, from the thoughts, from the emotions.
Okay.
Those things make you sick, not God. In him, there is no sickness. That's why you ask him, let's say your body gets sick. You know what, God? Mm-hmm. I let your will be done on earth through me, as it is in heaven. I know there's no sickness in you. And so if thou will, heal me. And he will. Because it's all in your mind.
That's powerful. So believe it's already done. Like, just believe it's already.
Don't believe that it's already done. And don't doubt that it's already done or not going to be done. You don't want to think either way about it. Thinking about it is the problem, because thinking about it separates you from God, and you're back with the devil when you're thinking about it.
Okay.
You cannot.
Yeah, I think.
All thinking about God keep you away from God and the Son.
I definitely always get thoughts about God that I notice too the devil tries to tempt me with, and I'm like, always like, I deny those. I've been being a lot better about being aware.
Yeah.
That has been one thing I wanted to call and tell you. Like, even me calling today is a lot lighter than the times I have called, and I am just seeing a way through because I've kind of just accepted the biggest fear that the devil has tempted me with, which was death. I've always been so afraid of hell and death, like I've called before. And I've just realized that, first of all, I'm already dead and in hell being with the devil. And then number two, like, I've also just been having downloads lately where I just go, like, God created Satan. Like, why would I be afraid of something my father created rather than God himself? And I just instantly, the fear goes away. Like, it's like nothing. So yeah, just, lately I just. Go ahead.
Just be aware, all right? I got to run, but just be aware of those thoughts. And okay. They're going to start disappearing even more so because the darkness cannot handle the light. The light destroys the darkness. And then when one demon is taken away, another one's going to come at you with something else and with something else.
That's what I was trying to tell you, is like when one thing kind of fades, something else is right in the back pocket of that.
Right. And so all you got to do is just be aware, though, and eventually it will all be gone. It'll be over.
Because I have to go through it regardless. Like you say, you can't skip a demon. Like, you have to go through it. You better just put your big girl pants on and go if you're going to go, you know?
You're not going to enter into the kingdom of heaven without going through hell first. You got to go through hell to get to heaven.
And you got to be calm through it. You can't be, like, freaking out, thinking you're dying, thinking all these. Like, that's going to make it so much worse. Like, you got to just relax.
It won't make it worse if you pay attention to those thoughts and know that it's not you.
So everything's working. Everything's good. I just need to not react to the thoughts and keep sailing, and I should be good.
It's working.
Okay. In Jesus' name, we're good.
Whatever.
Thank you. Well, you know, I got to say what I got to say.
That's right. Stay with it, all right?
I will, Jesse. Thank you.
All right. Amazing.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to April out of Georgia. Georgia, on my mind. April, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
It was good at church yesterday.
I was about to say, what a fellowship, huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was great. My husband and I got to spend some time with Cousin Nick, too, so we had a good time.
Right on.
That was great.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay, so at the beginning of your monologue, you were talking about why people think sacrifice and not mercy.
Yes.
I think, and this is just me, I think it's because everybody's still leaning into the Old Testament. Because everything about sacrifice is from the Old Testament before Jesus came. And that's just my opinion.
Oh,
as to where
you may be onto something, because Christ was against all that sacrifice stuff that happened in the Old Testament.
And a lot of people lean on the word. So that's where it's coming from. It's coming, I believe, that any scripture that people are saying or that I'm seeing online about it,
yes,
it's from the Old Testament.
That is interesting.
Yes.
Because I wonder how come so many, especially religious people, they always talk about sacrifice. They're like, what are you sacrificing? What the?
Yeah. And then I told Derek, if we had time, I wanted to talk about, and I briefly said something about it yesterday. I did forgive my mom. I don't know. It's been like a year and a half, I guess.
Right.
And you say that they're going to still find ways to try to get to you.
Yes.
And, you know, build armies and all of that. With my situation, I guess when you were saying that, I'm thinking I'm going to get like a cat, like, cussed out or whatever, people crying and all that. It's actually been in a way of, like, reverse psychology, like lovey-dovey kind of stuff. Like, oh, well, April, you know that I love you and I have the best intentions and, you know, and then having my sister do it. Like, oh, I'm just worried about mama's health, you know, and, you know, that kind of thing. So it's not, I mean, and that's evil as well. And and that came to me. I'm like, it's happening, but it's not like, when it's an attack, people automatically think it's going to come to you negatively, and it's been coming that way.
That is such a good point, April, because what's happening is emotional people know how to control emotional people, other people.
Correct.
If they can't get you by being nasty to you or attacking you that way, then they'll try to get to you by being nice to you. Oh,
yeah.
As you were just saying, you know I love you. Mama care mm-hmm. about you. I just want to look. I got your best interest. And if that doesn't happen, they go back to being nasty.
Yeah, because it's just like the devil in her is trying to appeal to the old devil in me where, I mean, even before that, when I was, unconscious, people who were boisterous like that and nasty and negative, I never really got too affected by it. It was just more, I would fall for the positive and the caring and the this,
yeah.
And so that's what that devil's trying to work with. In the, devil and me, I guess. So I guess people need to be aware that it's not always going to be dressed up as outward anger. I mean, it's all anger, but it could come in a different form.
Absolutely. 100%. So that's why if people say, I love you, oh, okay, thank you for loving me. If they say, I hate you, okay, thank you for hating me. Either way.
Yeah. It's the same thing. Nobody has good intentions for anybody. And if they say they do, they're a lie. Because they don't.
I rest my case. Absolutely.
You have 1 second for the biblical question.
Is it okay to discriminate? Oh, why is it okay to discriminate against men but not women?
It's okay because the world is evil. Men finding their way back to God is basically the key to salvation. So anything that's going to keep men down, because the world is nasty. So they're not, of course they're going to support it. So, it's just the right thing to do in the world's eyes. That's my answer.
Amazing. I got to hold my response until Sunday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise.
All righty.
And I want to encourage you to pay attention. Just be aware of the game that your mama play and how she used your sister and everybody to try to get you to pull you back into her hell.
Pulling on the heartstrings.
Yes. What a mess.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I'll chat with you later. I ain't going to play on your phone too much today.
Thank you, April.
All right, thank you.
Bye. Bye now. All the way from Georgia. And she and her husband was at a meeting yesterday. It was amazing. Super chats.
Couple of super chats here. We got your Cash App. Appreciated Prince for your generous super chat.
Thank you. Amazing.
Lori with a coffee. Amen. A church, Jesse. I like when you said less is more and more is less. That is so simple, yet deep and true. Thank you.
The world has taught you, society has taught you and me and everyone, more is better and less is not. And so you go through your whole life trying to get more of this and more and more and more and more, and then you're still miserable. You've been lied to. More is not better. Less is better. You've been lied to. When you wake up and start waking up, you're going to be surprised how we all been lied to generation after generation after generation. Amazing. Thank you.
Couple of Cash Apps. A. Bryant says a few more dollars for your little business.
Thank you for helping me. How's your little business? Thank you.
T. Smith says for coffee. Jack Bennett, another Cash App here. Appreciate it.
Right on. Thank you.
Obero says with a super chat, make no peace with evil. Christ is king.
Christ is king. Christ is king. Amazing. Thank you.
Nick owns you with a super chat. Says, only took me 8 years after waking up to realize the prison cell door has been open the whole time and I was free to leave anytime I wanted. Amazing.
I rest my case. The gate, the door is open, but who won't you walk out because they're so accustomed to living in prison? What a mess, huh? Living in jail. Thank you.
Lori with a coffee says, Luke with some coffee says, Jesse, on Friday you asked me if gravity exists.
Ask!
You asked me if gravity exists, and I said no, not in the way they teach us. So my question to you is, if gravity exists, tell me how a balloon and helium works.
You put heat in it, and it goes out into the sky. It doesn't leave the Earth.
The balloon with helium?
Right.
I think you're right.
It doesn't leave the Earth. It just
goes up, but there's a limit.
Right.
I think.
I don't know how far it go up there.
Helium is, I forget why. I'm not going to attempt. Isaiah the Uber.
Thank you, though.
Isaiah the Uber driver with a whole bunch of coffees. Says,
thank you.
Good morning. About Sunday fellowship, Romans 12. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. This may be what people take out of context with the sacrifice stuff.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Amazing. I've been wondering, where did the sacrifice thing come from? And they've been preaching that and teaching that in religion. And now everybody trying to sacrifice except baby Jessica's daddy. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Fazul with Super Chat says, Father's presence, it's not a thought or a feeling.
Amazing. Thank you.
Lola's, appreciate the Super Chat. Joshua.
Thank you, Lola. Her name is Lola. Lola Valenda. Amazing. Thank you.
Joshua with a Super Chat says, Happy August 16th. That was for church.
Happy August 16th. Thank you.
Walking Roscoe with a Super Chat. For this female Monday, I'd just like to say, repeal the 19th Amendment. Once that's done, many of America's issues will simply just go away.
What's the 19th Amendment?
I think the one that lets women vote.
Oh, I rest my case. That's for sure. Thank you.
Insomniac says Trump's first 4 years were great. This time around, he's not doing a good job. Sorry, Jesse, it's true.
What the? He's doing an amazing job. Amazing. That's why some people call him daddy. And some people call him amazing. And some people call him king. I call him the great white hope. Thank you.
Cornerstone says thank you for pointing the way to the Father.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Jim in Alaska says, thanks, Jesse, Bond, and Bond crew. And he gifts 5 Jesse Lee Peterson gift memberships. So
thank
congratulations.
You, Jim. Right on. Thank you, Jim. Amazing. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Thank you.
Nikki with a Super Chat. I believe it's a biblical question answer.
Why is it okay to discriminate against men but not women?
Because the devil cannot bear its own reflection.
Is that it? Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Amazing.
And thank you. That's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. Amazing. I appreciate it. Thank you all for helping us to help others. I do appreciate it. Let me go to Lisa Ann out of Florida. Lisa Ann. Lisa Ann.
Here I am.
You are on the air.
Awesome. First, I want to address the black collar, that man, who thought he had a Democrat shackle around your neck. He only remembers what CNN told him this morning, but not the fact that gas was always over $5 with the Democrats. Always.
Yeah. I tried to tell him that. Gas price has been up for a long time now.
Yeah, he doesn't want to. He wants to stand with the Democrats who stand with the illegals, who stand in his job. No wonder you can't get a job. You're giving it to the illegals, and you're voting for it. Why are you voting against the American people?
Very good point, Lisa. That's Lisa Ann, that's amazing.
Well, thank you, Jesse. You're a blessing to the world.
Well, you stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. I appreciate your input. Thank you so much.
Always.
All right. Right on. I hope, what's his name? Jerome heard that. Jerome, I hope you heard that. Uh-huh. Let me go to Sweet Home, Alabama, and talk to Nietzsche out of Sweet Home, Alabama. Nietzsche, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hi, Nietzsche.
All right, so my question for you is, can you clarify by saying we need more white babies?
Right. Are you white?
No, I'm black.
She black. We need more white babies because, number one, America was created by, founded and created by white men, and they created the greatest country on the planet. And then white men are very innovative and creative, and they keep things moving. They keep coming up with new ideas, new inventions, and they keep things going. And now we have been told that sometime in the near future that there will be the white people are going to be the minority and the people of color will be the majority. And as you know, nowhere on the planet that I'm aware of that people of color create. They only destroy, even their own countries. And then when they're allowed to be here, they come here and destroy the greatness that the white people have done. And so if it's true that white women are having abortions or not having children at all, and the white people become the minority, it's completely over for America. Because the people of color have proven that they don't know how to build. They don't know how to even take a good thing that's already happening and make it better. They only know how to destroy what is there.
Right. I agree. But I agree. I also ask because, you know, there's a more abortion centers are like in the black area. So
right.
When you say that, do you think some black people would take that? Oh, well, since you said that we need more white babies in the area, then I can just abort my baby since we don't need more black babies, you know?
Well,
does that make sense or no? Mm-hmm.
If they're going to abort their black babies, they're going to do it anyway. It had nothing to do with me pointing out that we need more white babies so we can keep America going.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
They were going to abort the baby anyway.
Right, that's true. That doesn't, yeah. Okay. I just wanted you to clarify because my dad watches your show, and he told me, he explained to me, but I forgot, but I wanted to go to the source for more clarification
right
on why you say that. Yes, sir.
Do you disagree with any of that?
No, I don't disagree. I totally agree.
Right.
Once you explained it, then yes.
Right on. Well, stay with it, all right?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Amazing. Take care now.
Amazing.
Let me go to Dylan, a first-time caller out of Pennsylvania. Dylan, you are on the air.
I'm not from Pennsylvania. I think they got it wrong, but that's okay.
Where are you from?
Canada.
Canada? How you put PA from Canada? What the? He black.
Morning, Jesse.
He just put Canada now. Good morning. Happy Men's History Month.
Happy Men's History Month. So I have a question because I know you say I called a couple weeks ago and I kind of realized that my church was lost. So I left my church.
Can you hold? Let me take a quick break, all right?
Sure.
Hold on. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God and Christ, Christ and man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. As you can tell, no Hake report today. Hake is not here today. Hey, what a beta male. Not an alpha male. I can hear him saying alpha. He was here Sunday, yesterday. But he'll be back. He's not gone. He'll be back. He was here Sunday. But so no Hake report today. The American Anchor Baby is here, though, taking care of business. The American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. Pacific time today. The American Anchor Baby from 11 to 1. And that you can depend on and never worry. The American Anchor Baby. Check him out. You won't be disappointed. And don't forget, if you like a free copy of our newsletter, go to rebuildingtheman.com/subscribe. Rebuildingtheman.com/subscribe. And support us on social media, Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram, JLP Talk on X, and TikTok. Like, comment, follow, subscribe. Let me go quickly back to Dylan, a first-time call out of Canada, not PA, but Canada. Go ahead, Dylan.
So I have a question. So how can you know God is real and Christ is King without reading the Bible? Because, you know, I've heard you say, put the Bible down and stay in the present, but I've been in the present for a while now, and I know now I don't know God, but I don't know how I could get to the point of knowing there even is a God without the Bible.
Well, you know, you don't have to put the Bible down. It's just don't read it to remember. Pick it up, read it, whatever you read, put it away, and the Spirit of Truth will reveal to you what you read. It'll make it clear for you. And if you really, really want to know God or His Son or both, you got to stop thinking about them. If you never thought about Christ or if you never thought about God, then you wouldn't know God. But as long as you're thinking about Him, you're not going to know Him.
Yeah, that's fair enough. And then one other question. I've been reading the Bible and putting it down. I've been doing that. But I read something that Christ said that kind of disagrees with what you say.
Okay.
About divorce.
Okay.
So he says, follow, like, what did Moses say about divorce? And he says, don't divorce. And if you do, you commit adultery.
Right.
Unless it's about sexual immorality.
Right.
So I know you say kind of don't put up with anything the woman does and just kind of divorce if she's being evil like that.
Well, I didn't say divorce her. I said don't put up with it. Don't argue with it. don't cater to her at all. You love what's right, along with no one else or nothing else, and you'll be fine whether she stay or go. And the same thing for the ladies with their husbands.
Yeah, of course. But if divorce does happen and you get remarried, is that not adultery?
Well, most men and women, or women and men, are not marrying the husband that God gave them or the wife that God gave them. They're marrying the husband or wife that Satan gave them, and that's why it doesn't work. That's why.
Yeah, I can see that.
That's why you got to work at it. You got to try to make it work. And the more you try to make it work, since of ourselves we can do nothing, the worse it's going to get because we can't make anything happen.
Yeah, I can see that. But if you get married in that fallen state and you make that decision, in quotation marks, you make that decision, like you kind of made your bed, right? Because...
I don't know what you mean by made your bed.
Like you were married under law, and so if you do remarry...
You were married under God, you were married under the law of the land and Satan.
So you're saying it's not a real marriage, so it's not sexual, or it's not adultery if you remarry with what God is, in a godly marriage.
What I'm saying is that all people get married in the darkness. It's never in the light that they get married, but... And because if you were in the light already, you're not going to get married because you don't have that ego love thing you're looking for. You never get lonely. You never want for anything, nothing. So you would never get married. So the reason that the fall happened is so that if you want to get married, you're going to have to be in that fallen state. And then once you get married and you make all the children you want, because there's no other reason for marriage but children. And you make all the children, and once you're done making your children, then you stop all the sex and all that emotional stuff, and you come back to the father, and then the father would guide you in how to raise the children.
Well, I'm already kind of screwed with that. Like, I already really like being alone.
Right.
And so I don't, and I had a girlfriend, but... She would bug me, so I broke up with her. She'd just nag, you know?
Yeah.
But I think I'm kind of already at the point where I don't want to get married. And when the Bible says equally yoked, would that just mean you to get married properly, you'd have to find somebody? I'm not saying fine,
right?
But to be equally yoked, you'd have to be with somebody who also has light.
Yeah, equally yoked mean that the husband is working on himself and the wife is working on herself spiritually. And then once they come together like that or they start doing that once they have all the children, their marriage will last until death do them part.
Okay, well, it looks like I won't be getting married.
A lot of people think that equally yoked mean if you're a Christian or if you're Allahu Akbar and all that, it doesn't. Christian marriages don't work either because they're unequally yoked, but they're calling it equally yoked because they know the Bible. They know about God, and they think that that's what it means to be equally yoked, but it doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I was at my Pentecostal church 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
And I was looking around. And I was like, wow, like this is like just Satan everywhere. It's just a bunch of demons in church, right, yelling and screaming.
Yeah, but when you see that, don't judge them. They know not what they do. You have mercy.
Because yeah, I wasn't judging.
Yeah, you understand that they can't see.
I just saw that they can't see.
Right.
But it was very interesting to see that. Basically, everything everybody's doing is all a facade. It's very interesting.
When you, and as far as marriage, you should neither want it or not want it. Because if you want it, you would do anything to get it. And when it does, and it won't go your way, then you're going to be resenting watching it. Just want, you should only see what's right. Put that first. And then the spirit of truth, because your life is already laid out, all you have to do is live in it. And the spirit of truth will give you what you your heart desire, what you want, and I mean, what you need in your life. It'll give it to you.
That's amazing.
Amazing. But
Thanks, Jesse.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Yes, I have.
Oh, okay. And your father?
Yeah, that was actually harder for me to forgive my father because he's very weak. So it was hard for me. I didn't want to make him feel bad. When I was going, I knew he was going to get emotional, right? So it was tough. My mom was easy. I just told her, and she kind of brushed it off, and she held on to it for months. And, like, she brought something up a couple months later.
Yeah.
She was like, why would you do that? You were so mean to me when you were a kid. a few months later, she dropped it fully for months, and then a few months later, she brought it up.
Yeah.
But my dad, he wanted to understand.
Right on.
But it was still hard. And my brother went to go forgive my dad, too, and he couldn't do it either. Like, he kind of went up to him, and he's just like, I forgive you for being weak, and kind of just ran away. So my dad had to call me and be like, what did this boy do?
What a mess. And that's how your mother said, I can't believe you're so mean to me when you were little. And just that because you were mean to me, I become like you.
Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, you're looking in the mirror, you know?
Yes, so. Absolutely. Well, stay with it, Dilla.
Yes, sir. You have a great day.
Stay with it. All right. You too, buddy.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right.
Bye.
888-77-JESSE. Let me go to first time call out of New York. Gregory, you are on the air.
Hi. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, Gregory.
I just learned about all your content and your work recently, and I just think it's really commendable that you're able to just be honest and in the present moment, you know, and just not say the things that the mob wants you to say. So kudos to you, Pastor Peterson.
Thank you. You can call me Jesse.
Jesse. All right, cool.
Yeah.
So on the point of why I called, yeah, just the question that you originally asked about if it's why is it okay to discriminate against men and not women?
The biblical question, why is it okay to discriminate against men but not women?
Yeah, I don't think the Bible doesn't teach modern equality. It speaks of different roles for men and women. But the idea that it's okay for women to discriminate against men is a reversed. It's condemned, really. It's a double standard that to me feels political. So that was kind of the answer to my question. I don't think it's fair. I think it's outrageous, and I think it's insane. And, you know, people like you pointing it out, I think, is what will, you know, hopefully cause more people to kind of wake up. But I feel I have a conspiracy theory. I feel like it's like somebody that doesn't like America or a body or a government or, you know, something like that doesn't like America. And it's one of the ways to kill America because you get the women to believe in nonsensical things. It's like giving a society HIV. You make it attack its strongest defense systems, and you just make itself weaker so that the fight is not even a fight. And that's the primary reason I called. But I've just been
Well, I appreciate you putting your two cents. I mean, I appreciate you responding to the biblical question, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate that, Gregory.
Thank you. Yeah.
All
awesome.
Right.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Have a good day.
You too now. I want to, Jerome called earlier about the gas prices and the great white hope, Donald Trump. And he asked us, how do I feel or what do I think about the fact that Trump says, and I may not be recording him exactly how he said it, Jerome. Jerome said, well, how do you think about price, Trump saying that the gas price is going up and I don't care how you think about it or something, how you feel about it. I had not heard the soundbite yet. And so my producer, and I'll get back to your calls here in the Super Chat, but my producer gave me, he got the soundbite and gave it to me. And this is from, and for all y'all to hear, because maybe other people haven't heard it either, NBC News, during a speech in New York, the Great White Hope, they said President Donald Trump spoke about the Iran war and said paying more for gas was a trade-off for keeping Iran from getting a nuclear weapon.
So I just say this. So for you to pay a tiny little bit more for your gasoline, just remember, you're doing it so that a very evil country cannot have a country. Really, it's the number one state sponsor of terror in the world. We don't want to have them have a nuclear weapon. So remember that when you have to pay a little bit more, you're at $4. It's okay. I mean, it's I'm not. I'll never apologize. I did the right thing. But you could, you know, if you didn't have, you'd be at. I mean, I had it down to below $2 in many states, but. And California, you can't include because they keep taxing. You lower the oil price and they end up taxing you more than what you lower it. But you just have to remember that what we're doing is a great service for the world, not only for ourselves, for the world. And we're really doing a great job. Our military is unbelievable. The blockade is unstoppable.
Amazing. So, yeah, Jerome, I agree with the president on that. I had not heard that soundbite, but yeah, it makes sense. I agree, Jerome. And gas prices, as callers have said, been up for a long time, Jerome, higher than that. So, yeah, I agree with that. I had not heard it, but thank you for bringing it to my attention. And the way Jerome presented it, it sounded like it was a nasty thing. You know, I didn't think President Trump said the gas price going up. I love it. I don't care what y'all think about it. Something like that. But I agree with it, Jerome. Absolutely. I want to show you something. It's a Female Monday. I want to show you what happens. An example. What happens when the order, the law of the heart, is not in operation. The law, human beings, not all, but most are not keeping the laws of God. And none of us keep the laws when we have anger. Just know, anyone who has anger, who has resentment, are not keeping the laws of God. You can't, it ain't gonna work. It's not working. CBS Morning News. No, not news, but CBS Morning. In Texas, there's a legal battle intensifying after a surrogate gave birth to a baby with a severe heart condition. The intended parents in California had wanted to terminate the pregnancy after learning of the diagnosis. But the surrogate refused to. So this woman, according to the report, was supposed to be having this baby for this, I guess, couple in California. They found out the baby had a heart problem inside the womb. The lady ran off to Texas, or went to Texas, or is in Texas, and she had the baby anyway. CBS Morning.
Turning now to a major legal battle in Texas where a surrogate gave birth to a baby with a severe heart condition. The intended parents, the biological parents in California, had wanted to terminate the pregnancy after learning about the diagnosis, but the surrogate refused. Now the Texas Attorney General has stepped in this case.
Alaskan nurse McKenna West has turned to doctors in Texas to try to save the newborn child she carried for a California couple.
It was scary to think that something might be wrong and that I may be the one that's not able to make a decision about the treatment.
West spoke about the unusual surrogacy situation with Live Action, an anti-abortion rights organization. her pregnancy was on track for 20 weeks until doctors diagnosed a rare and severe heart defect in the baby, who she's calling Gabriel. After learning of the defect, West says the parents, Nashin Gilkar and Omar Ahmed, asked her to schedule an abortion. Parents with medical prerogative is something experts say is a common clause in the surrogacy contract she had signed. Instead, West decided to find treatment in Dallas for the child after birth. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton stepped in to ensure it this week, securing an emergency order to make sure doctors provide life-saving care.
But my understanding is that the arrangements are being made for him to receive that surgery.
Amazing. What the? While a California court previously recognized the intended parent's legal rights, the current situation in Texas highlights a complex intersection of state laws, KTLA 5.
According to a copy of the surrogacy contract obtained by the Dallas Morning News, the document West signed allows for the intended parents to choose abortion in the case of a fetal anomaly.
You can sign a contract, but it's not clear that every provision of the contract's enforceable. I think that is on legally very tenuous grounds. Because the gestational surrogate does have bodily autonomy, does have control over her body, and I think it would be very difficult to have a situation where the genetic parents force a gestational surrogate into aborting the child.
The surrogate, West, is now receiving support from Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. He took legal action to not only require the parents to provide medical treatment for the baby, but also secured a temporary restraining order, barring them from taking the child out of Texas until a hearing later this month. At the same time, the court's issuing an order against West, who is now seeking custody from having contact with the baby.
A California court pre-birth determined that the parents were the genetic parents in this case. And that determination, even if it's not the same determination that a Texas court would make, that determination under the Constitution is entitled to recognition under the Full Faith and Credit Clause.
Now, again, the baby at the center of this fight, as far as we know, is still in the hospital in Texas receiving care from pediatric experts.
What a mess. What do you think about that
situation?
The anchor baby. Expert on Jesse Lee Peterson's show.
Is this the same one we kind of mentioned the other day?
Yeah.
Well, now I'm hearing more details about it.
Right.
And it's, I didn't realize that the woman had agreed to this. This was like an agreement. But I think in a larger way, abortion and the mentality behind it has been a far more negative force. So I think I'm okay with stopping this.
Stopping it?
Yeah. I don't know. I got to think. You got to let me think about it.
Okay. Here. We'll take a break. The Derek, my producer, he black. He said, no, you registered yourself to be an oven for this couple. The oven doesn't speak back. But I got to take a break. The hate news is coming by the American Anchor Baby, and I'll be back in a moment. Another hour to go. The hate news, not the fake news. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts made you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax.
Mm-hmm.
An excellent second hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Now a little fake news, not the fake news, with Nick. Trump versus Jean Carroll. That's still ongoing. Trump doesn't want to pay her the money. The U.S. Supreme Court got involved, and today they rebuffed President Donald Trump's latest effort to block a $5.6 million payment to writer E. Jean Carroll, the lady who finds grape. Interesting. In a brief order with no noted dissents, the justices rejected Trump's request to reconsider their earlier decision denying his appeal of a 2023 jury verdict. The jury found Trump liable for sexually abusing Carroll in a New York department store dressing room in the mid-1990s, and later defaming her. The original award was $5 million with interest. The total reached approximately $5.6. Carroll had already received the payment after the Supreme Court first declined to hear the case in June. Trump's attorneys then filed a rare request for rehearing, which the high court turned down today. Legal experts note that the Supreme Court almost never grants such requests. This effectively ends Trump's challenges to the $5.6 million judgment. A separate, much larger $83.3 million defamation verdict that another jury awarded Carroll in 2024 remains under possible appeal, could still reach the Supreme Court. Carroll's lawyer called today's decision the final affirmation of the jury's unanimous finding. Unanimously going after a man in the wrong way, it's so terrible. Trump versus the vax, or, you know, childhood vaccines, they're changing it up a bit. A new executive order signed last week by President Donald Trump is set to change the childhood vaccine landscape. And pediatricians say it could mean longer waits and more complicated visits for families. The order reduces the number of diseases the federal government recommends vaccinating children against from 18 down to 11. Vaccines for COVID-19, the flu, rotavirus, hepatitis A, and B, meningococcal disease will no longer be automatically recommended. Instead, they would fall under shared clinical decision-making, meaning parents and doctors would discuss them case by case. Freedom. The order also encourages giving vaccines at separate visits whenever possible, even though the current schedule already spreads doses across multiple appointments. Further calls for eventually splitting the combined MMR shot, measles, mumps, and rubella, to three individual vaccines. The American Academy of Pediatrics opposes the overhaul, says it will stick with its own established schedule. Pediatricians warn that shared decision-making conversations could lengthen already packed appointments, adding delays and contributing to doctor burnout. Oh, no, they're going to have to do their job and explain things and work with the patients and the families. Oh, they're going to be burned out. The poor doctors. They also note there's no evidence that spacing routine vaccines further apart makes children safer. But anyways, a little drama over there. The WNBA drama, Indiana Fever guard Sophie Cunningham's name has been filtered on the main WNBA subreddit. The restriction went into effect August 16th. Users trying to post simple messages like "Happy Birthday, Sophie," found that terms including Sophie, Cunningham, and related variations were blocked. Moderators explained that content mentioning her often attracts trolls and fans who are not, and people who are not fans of the league. One moderator told a user the filter was intentional and suggested posting about her elsewhere. You got the wrong opinion, you will be excommunicated, your name banned, never to be repeated. Hayden Panettiere has died at the age of 36, an actress star best known for her roles as the indestructible cheerleader Claire Bennett on the hit series Heroes, country singer Juliet Barnes on Nashville. She's passed away in South Carolina pretty young. The family has asked for privacy. No cause of death has been released, and investigation is ongoing. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says he's heard absolutely nothing from Senator Mitch McConnell about the Republicans' health. The 84-year-old McConnell was hospitalized mid-June after a fall. He was not cast a Senate vote since June 11th and has released only limited statements. Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation on Sunday, the governor said he received no response despite formal requests. There's a line open, 888-775-3773. We're getting back to Jesse Lee Peterson, the third hour of Female Monday. Coming right back.
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what's been wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question is a doozy. It's really a Mamma Mia. Come on, tell me, boo. Guantanamala, whatever. Brand new biblical question for this week. Why is it okay to discriminate against men but not women? Why is it okay to discriminate against men but not women? Amazing, huh? And it's mind-blowing, too. Why is that okay? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just got to run around, because we are on different time zones around the world. So some people got to move about, but they would love to listen to the show as it is happening. And then you can podcast as well. You can podcast and still listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. Buy me on coffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday, and we take all calls, but every Monday is Female Monday.
Donald J. Trump is now President of the United States.
I get angry, I guess, when you mention that someone should have a children.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
I'm speaking.
If someone's crying, they're hurting, it is over.
I didn't even put you on the hot seat yet.
What the?
When she's crying, she's lying.
A spiritual battle. And human beings do not have love. Male nor female. And all human beings have hate, and they call that love. Because it feels like what they think love is, and what you think love is not love. Human beings are evil. And it doesn't matter the color, male or female. And I got proof. Look at how you often hear the so-called black leadership and others say, oh, black people, so forgiving. Black people love one another. Black people gone through hell, they stick together. And it's just not true at all. Black people treat each other worse than any other race treat each other. For an example, they kill one another. Even when they're young, They kill children, men and women, boys and girls. The crime is through the roof. And if you notice, the black so-called leaders in those cities and towns, they don't care about the black crime at all. They rejoice because that means that more money is coming in. If the blacks had love, and if they had love, they wouldn't be doing that to each other. Black people treat each other worse than anybody. And they, especially if you disagree with them, oh no, the tide is furious. And then they treat other people the same way. We a while back, we gave you a report from the FBI or something report. I forgot exactly who it was from. In 2024, I believe. We're looking it up now. The homicide rate just with black on black was through the roof. From the CDC and the, I believe it was the FBI, I forgot, the Department of Justice or something. But nobody care about that because that's bringing money. When the blacks are killing, they say we need more programs, meaning we need more money. And who get the money? The politicians, the so-called leadership of the black community, of black people. Human beings, white people don't love one another either. Look how they treat each other. Mexican, nobody, human beings don't have love. They only have hate, and they call that love. Anyone that is angry and emotional, whether so-called good or bad emotion, is evil. We were put here on earth by God to love our enemy, to love one another, to love God, and to love one another. There's no love. Family members don't love each other. They lying. Look how they treat each other. And if one family member decide they want to step out of the family or just kind of be themselves, be an individual, that whole family will turn against you. Blood family, all races, not just blacks, but all races. They will turn against you because they have no love. No one can get away from evil, they say. But you could be free in the midst of the storm if you wanted to. So according to the FBI data and the CDC mortality record, 90% of black male homicide victims across the United States were killed by black men. 90%. Where's the love in that? They always complain about slavery. Slavery was lightweight compared to this. 90% black male homicide victims across the United States were killed by black men. With over 22,000 killings since the start of 2024, with zero attributed to white supremacy. White people had nothing to do with it, not even involved in it. Where's the outcry? The human heart is evil. The human heart, in order to be of good, it must be renewed. You got to drop the anger. You got to forgive. And it's going to get worse for all people if you don't overcome the world. If you don't love what's right first, love God, with nobody else along with nothing else, and love your enemy, you are in misery. And then you're going to try to make everyone else miserable because you have no love. It doesn't matter the color, male or female, how much money you have or don't have, where you live or don't live. Hell covers the earth. Have you noticed that the earth is covered with darkness? It's everywhere around the world. CBS Morning News. In Texas, a legal battle is intensifying. No, that's the wrong one. I read that. We dealt with that one. CBS. This Lindsay Clancy, a 36-year, is being charged with first-degree murder and the death of her three children. And then, according to CBS News, she has not pleaded guilty. Oh, my bad. She has pleaded not guilty. After being accused of killing the three children, she pleaded not guilty. The Guardian is reporting that prosecutors point to intense searches made on the family computer in the month before the killing so that they can make their case. CBS Boston.
Lindsay Clancy trial was on pause today, giving jurors some time off from the emotionally draining testimony. The Duxbury mother's triple murder trial will resume on Monday. Now, WBZ has covered this case very closely since day one, and recently we got a question that we wanted to answer in our Question Everything segment. Kayla reached out to us wondering, why don't we report that Lindsay Clancy allegedly killed her children, or that she is accused of killing her children? Well, if you followed court cases before, you'll know that that's usually the case. We do not convict a defendant in our reporting. Allegedly accused, those are words we use. However, in Lindsay Clancy's trial, she is not disputing that she strangled her children, Cora, Dawson, and Callan. And her lawyer said this in opening statements.
And they would bring their evidence in front of a jury that she knows that she killed these children. We'll sit here, listen to their evidence, but I suggest to you that the issue for consideration is what was going on in that woman's mind.
Amazing, huh? If this is true, and allegedly this female killed this man's children, the same spirit that caused her to do that, if she did it, it's the same spirit that caused you to judge others or yourself. It causes you to have an opinion about self. It causes you to be angry and resentful and lonely and depressed and afraid and suicidal. It causes you to feel and do just what this woman does. That's why the heart must change from evil to good. And then good will guide you, me or anyone. If you change the heart by admitting you're wrong for being angry and forgive. Isn't that amazing? Those three kids. And they said she strangled them. What the? Lindsay broke down in court during a graphic testimony on her children's autopsy. CBS News.
What did you observe during that external examination?
The external examination of Cora, I saw evidence of medical intervention. She was intubated, had various EKG pads and defibrillator pads on her body.
What about injuries?
All right, counsel, could... We're going to take a break this time, all right?
Amazing. And those look like they were white babies. What the? A licensed therapist defended Lindsay, stating, many of us see ourselves in Lindsay. That's from X,
The Lindsey Clancy trial is going to be one of the most significant trials of your lifetime. We are all experiencing something completely unprecedented. Never before have we seen so many mothers and women rally behind somebody who confessed to killing her three children. And it is not because we cannot hold women accountable. Many of us see ourselves in Lindsay. Many of us know that we could have been only one step away from doing some of those horrific things because we experienced significant mental health issues after one of our children was born. And many of us know just how dark some of those thoughts get. So yeah, this is going to be one of the most significant trials of your lifetime.
Amazing. So men, if y'all married with children, you better go home and ask your wife how they feeling. Ask them how they feel about this case. Now that lady says in all of them, or many of them, what the? She's telling you that as in many women, they can relate. So rush home, take a break and rush home. And ask your wife or your girlfriend, you see Lindsay in you? What a mess. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. I told you it's not about color, male or female. It's good versus evil. And every human heart is evil until they forgive. Admit, yes, I am angry. I am evil. And go and forgive. I am wrong for judging. And go and forgive. And you shall be free. And love will take over from above. And you'll be fine. But there's no love in the world. Nobody loves nobody. Except those men and women who are returning to love. I want to, before I go to the calls and the super chats, I want to do, August is Men's History Month, and I have a Men's History moment. And it's amazing. This was given to me by my producer, Derek E. Black. This is from D.W. Swift. A guy by the name of Tim Berners-Lee is the man who invented the World Wide Web about 30 years ago.
30 years ago, the very first website went online. It was the beginning of one of the biggest achievements of the last century, the World Wide Web. The man behind it is computer scientist Tim Berners-Lee. Tim Berners-Lee was born in London on June the 8th, 1955. He followed in his parents' footsteps. Both Mary Lee Woods and Conway Berners-Lee were computer scientists. They worked on the team that developed the Ferranti Mark I, the first commercially available general-purpose electronic computer. Tim Berners-Lee credits his parents with sparking his passion for computers. After finishing a bachelor's degree in physics at Oxford University, Tim Berners-Lee worked for a telecommunication company. He also developed a typesetting software for printers. In 1980, Berners-Lee worked as an independent contractor for CERN, the European Council for Nuclear Research. CERN is one of the most renowned scientific research organizations, and it's the place where Berners-Lee had the idea of a lifetime. At CERN, scientists from different universities all around the world would bring their own computer systems, creating a very heterogeneous environment which made scientific collaboration difficult. The idea to have just one information management system accessible to all scientists working at CERN is what inspired Berners-Lee.
On March the 12th, 1989, Berners-Lee proposed an informative management system that combined three different ideas. And these three systems made it possible for computer users to not just look at one website, but to explore a whole system of different websites.
Amazing. On August 6, 1991, the first website went live.
On August the 6th, 1991, the technological revolution began. The very first website, info.cern.ch, went online and marked the birth of the World Wide Web. The World Wide Web is the application using the Internet. The web turned the Internet into a network that could now be accessed by the public. By the way, Tim Berners-Lee is actually Sir Tim Berners-Lee, because Queen Elizabeth II knighted him in 2004 for his services to the global development of the Internet. On the very first website, Tim Berners-Lee states the purpose he had in mind. The World Wide Web was meant to give universal access to a large universe of documents. When it comes to creating the web of the future, Berners-Lee says there are many things to consider. While the web has created opportunity, given marginalized groups a voice, and made our daily lives easier, it has also created opportunity for scammers, given a voice to those who spread hatred, and made all kinds of crime easier to commit.
Amazing. Last but not least, every year on the anniversary of this creation, he writes an open letter.
Even though Tim Berners-Lee is working towards a better web for all of us, he's also not entirely unhappy with the Internet we know today. Every year on the anniversary of his creation, he writes an open letter. In 2019, he wrote this. It's understandable that many people feel afraid and unsure if the web is really a force for good. But given how much the web has changed in the past 30 years, it would be defeatist and unimaginative to assume that the web as we know it can't be changed for the better in the next 30. If we give up on building a better web now, then the web will not have failed us. We will have failed the web.
Amazing. Very nice, Tim Lee. Congratulations, man. History month. A moment. They got. Let me go to, Al Gore did not build the web after all? I thought Al did it.
The web?
Remember Al Gore claimed he built the website or something? I can't remember exactly what he said, but something like that. He used to be the vice president or something, a Democrat.
Amazing. He said he created the Internet? I didn't know this.
Something like that.
Apparently he did. 1999, during my service in the United States Congress, I took the initiative in creating the Internet. But the Internet and the web are different.
Oh. So he created the Internet.
I don't know if he did, but apparently he did say that.
Amazing. Let me go to Amy out of Arizona. Amy, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How's it going?
All is well, Amy. Amazing.
So I just wanted to thank you so much. You know, I've been listening for a couple of years, and I finally really started putting into practice, you know, what you've been saying. I've been doing the silent prayer. I was having such a hard time doing it at first because, you know, all the thoughts were coming in, and then, you know, you were saying that, like, God's allowing those thoughts to come in. And I realized I was judging the thoughts, and that's why I didn't want to stick with it.
Yeah.
So I just stopped judging the thoughts, and I've been doing it every day. And then yesterday, I forgave my dad, and I went to him, and I didn't get angry. I was finally able to see, because I just flat out asked him, I said, why do you not protect me from my mom? And he was like, well, there's nothing I could do. And like the old me, I would have gotten angry.
Yeah.
But in that moment, I realized he couldn't see. And it was such a powerful moment when I told him, you know, I'm sorry for resenting you. You know, I forgive you for not protecting me. And it was like in that moment, I felt like I'd come back to God. Like it was just amazing.
Right. Oh, that's amazing. Well, if you stay with it, Amy, just stay with it, stay present, and bring those thoughts back to become aware of your body, bring it back to you. you haven't seen anything yet.
Yes, yes. It's just so amazing. I'm just so glad that, you know, I found your radio show. And, you know, it's just funny, like, you know, what you talk about, like, with the ego. Because, like, when I first started listening, and, you know, the ego didn't like it, but there was, like, a part of me that I'm like, I know what he's saying is true. The ego part doesn't like it, but I know it's true.
Yeah. The last thing the ego want human beings to realize that it is an ego and it's not them. It's something made
right.
at home in the mind and emotion. It does not want you to know that. That's why it doesn't want you to sit still or be still and become aware of it. It's always yelling and screaming and carrying on so that you don't sit still and find out what's really going on.
Absolutely. And my husband just wanted to say thank you real quick, so I'll put him on real quick.
Okay.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Amy.
We were just married.
You were just married?
We were just married.
Oh, yeah? What's your first name?
On Saturday. We were just married Saturday. My name is James.
James, congratulations.
And we are, thank you, we are on our honeymoon. And that's when she told her dad and I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Right on, man. That's right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And are you working on your stuff as well?
I am, yes, sir.
If both of you stay with it, James, you and Amy has a marriage that will last until death do you part.
Thank you, yes.
That's amazing. Congratulations, man.
Thank you so much.
And happy honeymoon. Right.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesse. You have a good day. God bless you.
You too. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with it, all right?
Absolutely.
We will.
Right on. Right on. Amazing! What love got to do with it? What love? A secondhand emotion. Amazing. Congratulations. Let me go to first time caller out of Pennsylvania. Aiden, you are on the air.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well, Aiden.
So I wanted to ask about my views.
Okay.
I've been called racist and stuff since I've said the Muslims ain't a peaceful religion. What do you think about that?
About them calling you racist?
Yes.
Racism doesn't exist. That's a made-up word. It's not true. There's no such thing as a race. You can't be a racist even if you wanted to. You could not be racist. So how have you been dealing with it?
Well, I've said, I haven't listened to them since the beta males and stuff, the weak. So the views don't have impact?
Yeah. Yeah, don't get angry at them because when they attack you, they cannot help themselves. They cannot see. So, and then when they're attacking you, they're not attacking Aiden, the person. They're attacking the ego. And so if you do feel anything about it, just know it's not you and let it pass and you'll be fine.
Okay.
But stay with it. Are you working on yourself?
Yes.
Oh, great. Well, you stay with it.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Amazing. When you disappear, then the true you will appear. The stretch off is available on pills.net, and I'll be back in a moment.
I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. Okay, folks, welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. The no hate report today at the top of this hour. No hate report. He should be coming back soon. He's feeling much, much better. But there is the American Anchor Baby at 11, right after the hate report should have been at 11, the American Anchor Baby, from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And then, don't forget to like these videos. Hit like right now. Hit the like, subscribe, and all that. Check out our merch. You're going to love the merch. And I hear it all the time. We are celebrating 250 years of America. We have a Civil Corn. And we're running out of them. We only had 250 because of the American's birthday. And then we have Punchy's Coffee. Good. Punchy's Coffee. While you're looking at your beautiful Silver Corn, because we all know you can invest in that. What the? Have some Punchy Coffee. My own coffee. And then we have book. You could be reading the book while you're looking at your card and drinking coffee. And you're going like, what? What the? And my books are amazing. Yes, I will sign them. And then you could be beautiful in the merch. Handsome and beautiful mugs and t-shirts and hats and tote bags and all kinds of things there. Look at that. Isn't that amazing? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop. jesseleepeterson.shop. Or rebuildingtheman.com/stores. rebuildingtheman.com/stores. All right? And you can also make donations at jesseleepeterson.shop or joptalk.com. And I appreciate the support. I want to just, before I go back to your phones, the phones and your super chat, and we're going to get to as many calls as possible, all right? But I want to show you one other quick thing. While things are not going to get better, they're only going to get worse because human hearts are evil and there is no love. Salvation is about the heart. Born again spirit experience is of the heart, is not of the vices. When the heart is renewed, the vices will eventually disappear. I want to know why in the world, anywhere in the world, why would any man marry a lady who will not take his last name? She want to hold on to her last name, hyphenated or something, but she doesn't want to become your wife. The two of you become one. Why would any male put up with that? What's wrong with you? Because that the fact that you accept that you're married a woman that will not take your last name, she's telling you already, I'm not going to obey you. And the marriage is going to be nothing but hell. You're just going to fight because you're not becoming one. You're still divided. She ain't going to obey you, and she already know you weak because you're accepting it. And women hate weak men. They hate you when you're weak and try to be strong, overcome the weakness, and then they hate you when you're weak. Why would you marry a woman that will not take your last name? Really, I really want to know why. And how will the two become one if she doesn't take your last name? And God forbid you take hers. You don't have a chance. The Daily Wire. This is from the Daily Wire. A bride freaks out after being called by her new husband's last name. Really, watch this from X. This is amazing. From X.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor to present the newly married couple, Mr. and Mrs. Brandon King. Mr. Brandon Key and his wife, Regina Alouie.
Beta. You're looking at a failed marriage already.
You did not tell me that.
I thought you knew.
You didn't tell me that.
I thought it was great. Wow. See, that order is gone. God in Christ. Christ over man, man over woman. That is so amazing. I want to play that twice. That was so nice. I want to play it twice. Watch this lady react to the preacher saying, Mr. and Mrs. She's like, what? And then you can hear them walking out. I saw that the husband said, I didn't know you wanted that. I didn't know it. I didn't know. It's over. This is a marriage made in hell. And most marriages today are made in hell. They failed already. And ain't nothing you can do to make it work. Watch this from X.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor to present the newly married couple, Mr. and Mrs. Brandon King. Mr. Brandon Key and his wife, Regina.
Look how evil she
Alouie.
Looks. And he all weak.
You did not tell me that.
I thought you knew.
You didn't tell me that.
They're already fighting. It's over. Now do you understand that it's only going to get worse and not better? The order is not in operation. And if the order is not working, nothing is going to work, folks. You can pretend and lie to yourself and whatever. It ain't going to work.
why not overcome evil and return to love and have paradise on heaven, I mean on earth, as it is in heaven? I mentioned this on Sunday about what's all the fighting going on around the world, and the government want it that way because as long as you're fighting one another, they can have control of you. And they can get money and perceive power and everything. They want you fighting. I have an example of that. I mentioned this, how all those illegal aliens from Africa just by boat and land, I guess, by boat, water, whatever, they just took over the place. Here's an example of that. PBS News Hour Grok is reporting that Spain is a mess right now. Spain is at the center of a global immigration debate after tens of thousands of African immigrants, they said migrant, but I said illegals, tried to enter illegally last month. They didn't try. They're there. I'm saying you that. Left-wing Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has introduced a plan to give legal status to undocumented illegals. PBS NewsHour.
As most Western countries tighten their borders, Spain's left-wing Prime Minister, Pedro Sanchez, has enacted a plan aimed at giving legal status to undocumented immigrants.
Opposition leader Alberto Núñez Feijóo argues Spain lacks the housing, public services, and infrastructure to absorb more migrants.
This regularization has harmful consequences for Spain and therefore for all of Europe, because it will put pressure on public services, further strain the housing market, and create problems in the community.
And last month, the immigration debate exploded overnight. More than 350 miles south of Madrid, Spain's tiny North African territory of Ceuta was confronted with a wave of people. Tens of thousands of migrants attempted to cross into Ceuta from neighboring Morocco. The chaotic scenes quickly spread across TV screens and social media. Families sleeping on beaches, people washing clothes in the sea, and lining up for aid. More than 100 people died, either drowning or crushed by the crowd. For many who thought they'd made it, the crossing represented years of hope distilled into a single desperate attempt.
I have many dreams, and the first dream to me, just I want to help my lost family. You know why I said lost? Because I lost a lot of them, and I will fight for them. I will fight. I will do anything.
Amazing. Ain't no way in or heaven that these Black folks going to get along with the Spanish people. And the government knows it. And the government is fine with that. Because while you're fighting, they're passing laws, and now the illegals can vote. They're locked in. Resident protesters, and this is what they want. They want you fighting. Resident protesters, as migrants set up makeshift home with toilets, showers, and huts on the beach, the New York Post.
Públicas para que atiendan con urgencia la realidad que vive nuestra ciudad.
Building huts. That's what we're watching now for those who can't see. The Black people build a hut. They brought their country to Spain. This whole country to Spain. Look at that. Look like some of the little huts here in L.A. The huts look like that in L.A. What the? Especially downtown. But this is what the government wants. They want you fighting. Thank God for the great white hope. You better be thanking God in the morning. Oh, thank you, God, waking me up. And thank you for the great white hope. NBC News reported that more than 350,000 Haitians lost temporary protested status. NBC News.
It's feeling empty because he's not here.
17-year-old Maggie is talking about her father, a Haitian immigrant who was arrested by federal immigration officers this past Sunday here in Salisbury, Maryland. Maggie, who was only using her first name for protection, said they moved to the U.S. in 2021 after gang members in Haiti burned their home down. They had temporary protected status, or TPS, and she says have applied for asylum. She was driving the two home from the grocery store when ICE officers surrounded their car.
I told them I'm a minor. They say, okay, I'm not going to take you, but I'm going to take your dad for custody.
What did your dad say to you before they took him away?
He told that he loved me so much and took care of myself. That's what he said to me, and that was really painful for me.
The arrest comes after the Trump administration ended TPS for about 350,000 Haitians here in the U.S. Now ICE is ramping up arrests and deportations.
Amazing, huh? Right on. Why didn't you take her to jail, too? So they shipped them both back at the same time. It is not America's responsibility to support the world. Right on, Mr. Trump. Local communities and businesses are suffering as immigrant workers in industries like agricultural, hospitality, and restaurant are being removed or are staying home out of fear. So these people not showing up at work. Right on, Jerome, more jobs. You better be thanking the president. These Haitian people are staying home. And the American people can get those jobs. This is from NBC News.
Dr. Mary Fouché, a physician who runs a nonprofit, says many Haitian immigrants are now too afraid to leave their homes most days.
What are the economic impacts, both for people's personal lives, but also for the community?
It's huge, because we are talking about landlords that tenants might not be able to pay for it. Right, we are talking about employers who are losing their employees, which is not only immigrants. It's the entire community in this area that is suffering.
Yo, enfant, contrôler tout dehors et même le fin point dehors, c'est avec qui sauter.
One of the people now suffering is T, a father of two. We are only using the first initial of his name and not showing his face because he is afraid ICE will detain him too. T and his wife moved to the U.S. 5 years ago and got TPS after fleeing violence in Haiti. Then last year, his wife died of cancer, leaving him alone raising two little girls, aged 3 and 10.
How worried are you that you could be arrested and leave your children behind?
You can always go back home and not be arrested and take your children with you. No problem. And these news outlets, they love interviewing Haitians because the Haitians are black and they are victims. 888. Thank you, Mr. Trump. Let me see what he has to say right now. And then I'll take your calls in Super Chat. 888-77-JESSE.
Thank you. God bless you. And God bless America.
Right on. No, thank you. Amazing. The great white hope. Thank you, Mr. President. Super.
Super chats.
Couple of super chats here. Couple of super chats. We got some from YouTube. Appreciate you. Oh, no. I apologize. I messed up here, but now I'm back. We got...
You want me to come back to you?
I'm ready now. No, my apologies.
No, you tried. Nick tried to do everything, folks.
No, I just tapped the wrong button.
He's doing a hate news. He's doing a super chat. He's working on the board.
It's not
energy given to him by God. Go ahead.
I just misclicked. But Taiwana with a coffee says Jerome is so defensive. He just hasn't had his. He just hasn't did his research because he doesn't like Trump. Because on June 14th, 2022, gas was $5.02 per gallon, driven by pandemic demand and Russia's invasion of Ukraine under Biden.
I rest my case. Uh-huh, Jerome. What the? Thank you.
David, with a super chat, says, thank you for pointing me in the right direction.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, and thank you for helping us to help others. Thank you.
Adlib Queen says, the not me has been going nuts. It wants to solve every situation at lightning speed.
Yeah.
I'm quietly enduring, seeing it's not me. But I want you to know all of your teaching is above any therapy, anxiety pills. You're the best, JLP.
Thank you, and stay with it. Just stay with it. I'm telling you. Your mind will become clearer and clearer and clearer, and all the darkness will be gone of the thoughts and emotions. Amazing. Thank you.
Half Black Tony says, Lord, if we ever needed you.
We need you now.
And he says, what up, Jesse and Anchor Baby? How y'all?
All is well. Thank you. All is well.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Half Black Tony says, gas only $3 and some change here in Texas. I ain't tripping because I feel like it's always been like this. Shout out to the Great White Hope.
Right on. Eat your heart out, Tony. You're getting the truth now, buddy. Amazing. Thank you.
Nick Owns You says, Jesse, I might have to break up with my girlfriend of 7 years because now I know my kids will make fun of me for marrying a woman with a high body count.
What does that mean?
How many people you slept with.
But how would they find out? What the?
A good question.
That's why a man not supposed to be asking a woman that, and a woman shouldn't be asking a man that, and let it pass because this is now. Amazing.
Just lie.
Don't even ask. What the? Right. If they ask, I said, oh, maybe one or two. Amazing.
Soul conscious.
Thank you.
Soul conscious with a coffee says, Jesse, biblical question.
Why is it okay to discriminate against men, but not women?
Because the world hates men. Women tolerate everything. They have zero authority power.
Amazing. I'll put my two cents on Sunday. Thank you.
SLP with faith says it's okay to discriminate because men lead.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Ryan with a coffee, biblical question.
Why is it okay to discriminate against men but not women?
Because that demon, Susan B. Anthony, started the women's rights mess back in the 1800s. It's been downhill for men ever since.
And where is Susan B. Anthony now? I rest my case. Thank you. I put my two cents in on Sunday.
Mike Young, hey, Jesse, the almighty Mayor Karen Bass, greatness strikes again. Have you heard about the looting at the AutoZone stores lately?
Amazing. I have heard about that. What a mess, huh? Thank you, Mike.
Eric with the coffees, if you believe in suffering, you have no love.
If you believe in life after love, thank you. Amazing.
Half Black Tony, Jesse, I'm about to ask my baby mama right now if she sees Lindsay in her.
Let me know what she says. And all men with children, young children, you better be trying to find out if they see Lindsay in them. What the? Amazing.
Commander Kim, women committing abortion in womb and now strangling babies and toddlers, and yet the woman is still the victim.
I rest my case. And it's got to get worse. You haven't seen anything yet. Amazing. Thank you.
Luke with the coffee regarding last week's biblical question. Perhaps the sacrifice is the false life, like when Jesus asked the man to give up his wealth and possessions.
Amazing. Thank you.
And I believe that's all for now.
Right on. Amazing. Thank you all so much for your support. Hey, Rick.
What's going on, Jesse, everybody and their mom? Well, listen to Jesse Lee Peterson's show for knowledge today, brother.
Amazing. We are, the music is playing, Rick, so go right to your questions and comments.
Hey, look, what do you think about President Trump? Is he going to own a space of hard moves? What do you think about that?
I love it. That would be amazing.
You think it's going to happen, though?
I have a way to see. I will always have a way to see and never assume that it will or will not.
But you know what? That's a good thing, because I tell you what. The strategy what President Trump is trying to do to Iran, what I believe, is break them. They need the oil to survive. Yeah. So if you cut their money off, they can't make no money, and they're going to negotiate some kind of way.
Well, one thing for
sure. That's what I believe.
The one thing for sure, the president knows what he's doing for sure.
Hey, when he say he knows how to make a deal, I believe that President Trump has great talent when it comes to making the deal.
Yeah, amazing. The art of the deal. Thank you, Rick. Call me again. I gotta go, but I appreciate it.
Okay, Jesse, love you, bro. Thanks for taking my call. Have a good one. I'll see y'all tomorrow.
All right, buddy. Thank you. I am so out of time. There is no hate report. The American Anchor Baby at 11. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Drop your anger. Love your enemy. And love God with all your heart, soul, and might, along with nobody else or nothing else. And forgive those who hate you. They cannot help it. They're of their father, the devil. The American Anchor Baby coming up. And thank you all for your support. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free, just like that, at an instant. Bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.